confusing verses in the Bible.
然后我们提到了许多难以理解的圣经经文.
And of course, in church world, we don't say confusing. We say what? We say deep. Right.
实际上我们在教会常常不会讲说哦好困难，我们只会讲说哦这个人。
So for those of us that love deep teaching, you're in the right series.
所以如果各位很喜欢很深奥的教导，恭喜你们来对地方。This
is as deep as I get.
这个是我已经发挥我最深奥的境界所预备的系列。So
you know, if you ever try to read the New Testament and the Old Testament,
如果各位试图去阅读圣经新约跟旧约,
you know the Bible is divided into the Old Testament.
各位知道圣经里有新约跟旧约的部分。
The Old Testament is old, and then the New Testament. Well, the New Testament is old too, but it's newer than the Old Testament.
所以旧约蛮旧的，然后新约它虽然也很旧，但是它比较新一点。
Okay, you know that in the New Testament, basically it's divided into three categories, so three parts.
那新约被分成三个部分。
There's the first section, or what we call the Gospels.
那我们第一部分就是福音书。
No, like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
就像是马太、马可、路加、约翰福音。
So we have four accounts of the life of Jesus.
所以耶稣的生平就在这四个福音书当中，用不同的角度记载。
Okay, and then there's the Book of Acts.
然后接下来有使徒行传。
Okay, the Book of Acts tells us what the disciples did after Jesus died and resurrected.
那使徒行传提到的就是这些使徒在耶稣死复活之后所做的事情。
And then we have the last sections called the epistles or the letters.
那最后一部分就是书信类。And
they're basically written by the Jesus followers to the Christians around the Mediterranean realm.
那基本上这些书信是由耶稣的跟随者所在地中海一带的地区所写的。They're
written to these pockets of little gatherings or little churches or Christians gatherings.
那就是写给当地的一些教会或者是一些小型聚集的书信。
To tell them how to live as a Christian.
那教导他们身为一个基督徒要怎样。Now
the guy that wrote most of the New Testament is a guy named Paul.
那大部分新约大部分的这些内容是由一个叫保罗的人写的。And
I don't know if you noticed that when Paul writes his letter, this is kind of interesting.
那保罗在写信的时候就有一个有趣的现象。It's
that most of his letters, the first part of his letters are very theological.
那通常在很多书信当中的内容是很神学观的。Okay,
and then later part of his letters are more practical on how to live out the theoretical part of his letters.
然后接下来就会提到一些比较实际上的应用，去讲说怎么样去活出这些神学的理论。Those
theological things, you know, that you read.
这就是所谓我们常听到的神学理论。Okay,
so when you read Paul's letters, you read phrases like. In him, through him, Christ in me.
所以常常读保罗书信，常常会提到说，在基督里，在透过基督，或者是基督在我里面活着。Right,
and then we kind of just read over that really quickly. We go, yeah. I don't know what that means, but that sounds good.
然后我们就读读，就觉得好像还不错，虽然不太明白这什么意思。And
then we get to the middle of it, and then we start to see Paul start writing how you. Practically live out this Christian life.
然后接下来保罗就写提到说，那好，那接下来要怎么样去做呢？怎么样去活出来这些？Right,
so Paul tells us how to treat other people.
所以保罗就教导我们如何去对待别人。Now
how husbands are supposed to be, how wives are supposed to be.
丈夫应该怎么做，妻子应该怎么做。And
there's even parts in there that how why children should obey their parents.
然后当中也提到儿女为何要顺服自己的父母。
And so when we read it, we read through these very heavy theological part and go, oh, I'm sure somebody understands that.
所以我们在读这些关于神学理论的时候，我们可能就是读完之后就觉得说，哦，这好像不干我的事，其他人可以去理解。And
then we read this practical stuff, and then we go, oh, I got this, and now I'm going to try my best to do it.
那但是读一读，读到实际应用的时候，才会恍然大悟说，哦，原来是这个意思，那我可以去做。And
then we're really good at it for about a week.
然后我们可能就试图尝试了一个礼拜。Right,
and then you hear, and then you come to church and hear people or hear Christians or hear me saying that, oh, as a husband you gotta do this, as a dad you gotta do this, as a mother you have to do this.
来到教会也听到牧师讲说，身为一个母亲你应该这样做，身为一个丈夫你要这样做。
And then you're like, yes, I know I should do that, but you go home and you don't do any of it because it's just so hard.
然后你被提醒说，对啊，我应该这样做，但是回到家之后就忘了，因为或者是觉得太困难了，做不来。
Right? And then we say the good news is, but at night you can pray to God or pray to Jesus.
但是好消息是在晚上睡前的时候，你可以跟神祷告。
And say, dear Heavenly Father.
可以跟说，亲爱的天父。
Please forgive me of all the things that I didn't do and the things that I did wrong.
求你赦免我今天做的一切错的事情，做的不对的事情。
And also forgive me of all the sins that I don't even know that I did.
然后也求你来赦免我所有的罪，罪连那些我不知道是罪的罪，也求你来赦免。
And then we can sleep tight knowing that one day we'll be in heaven.
然后我们就可以安然的入睡，然后知道我们以后会上天堂。
Right? And so it's like, you know, we're told that for some of us growing up in church, we're told that every night we can have our sin bucket and then we can empty it.
所以仿佛就是我们有一个罪桶，像垃圾桶一样的罪桶，我们可以把每天把我们的罪丢到这个罪桶里去。
And then next day we have this empty sin bucket, and then we can go ahead and fill them back up.
所以我们的小罪桶就倒空了，隔天有一个空的小罪桶，我们再装更多的罪回来。
And then at night we can go, dear Heavenly Father, and then we dump everything.
然后晚上再跟神祷告，求你赦免，然后再把这个罪桶倒空。
And then one day we die, we go to heaven.
所以我们有一天死了的话，我们可以上天堂。
But when you read the letters of Paul, Paul is going, no, 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 that's not what a Christian life is.
但是保罗就透过他的书信说，不，不是这样的，基督徒生活不是这样。
It's not. Yeah, you will go to heaven. That is part of it.
所以是你会上天堂，这是一部分，没错。
But the Christian life isn't simply about trying your best to live up or imitate Jesus Christ.
但是我们不是要试图去，只是模仿耶稣而已。
And then knowing that we will fail on an hourly basis or on a minute basis.
并且我们知道说，我们如果试图模仿耶稣，一定到最后一定会失败。
There's way, way, way more than that.
我们除此之外还有更多其他的事情。
So in fact, some of us, this is how we feel about our Christian life.
所以可能我们常常对我们身为一个基督徒的生命，我们有这样的一个感觉。
That Paul would summarize it this way.
保罗可能会这样子来做一个总括。
That sin doesn't control where you go when you die.
说罪不能掌控你死后去哪里。
Right? That's the part of the gospel we hear all the time.
所以这的确是我们所听到的福音的一部分。
If you accept Jesus in your life, you go to heaven.
如果你接受了耶稣基督成为你的救主的话，你就可以上天国。
If you pray this magic prayer, you get to go to heaven.
如果你做了一个绝志祷告，你就可以进入天国。
And just like that sinner who was nailed on the cross next to Jesus.
就像是在钉十字架的时候，在耶稣隔壁十字架的那个罪犯。
Right before he dies, he say, "Oh, Jesus, forgive me." And then Jesus said, "Well, you're going to be in paradise with me."
他就跟耶稣说，耶稣赦免我。耶稣就说，好，你今天就要跟我一起在乐园里了。
So we pray that if you have faith in Jesus, you get to go to heaven.
所以我们就讲说，我们只要做这样一个诚心诚意的祷告，我们就可以上天国了。
And then unfortunately for most of us, or a lot of us in church, that's all we experience as a Christian.
但是很不幸的，教会中很多人都是只经历到这个部分的福音而已。
But the apostles Paul said that is only a very small part of it.
但是保罗说，这其实只是福音的一个小部分而已。
That sin doesn't control where you go when you die.
也就是罪它不能掌控你死后会去哪里。
But a big part of it is sin doesn't have to control what you do while you live.
但是罪可以不掌控你活着的时候做什么。
That's what he would say. Sin doesn't have to control what you do while you live.
也就是说罪你不一定要让罪掌控你活着的时候你在做什么。
Because you are not the person you used to be.
因为你已经不再是你以前的你了。
Why would you live the same way if you're not the person you used to be?
如果你已经跟以前不一样的话，你为什么还甘愿活在过去当中呢？
Once you have placed yourself in Jesus Christ, why do you still live the same way?
如果你已经把你的生命放在耶稣基督里的话，你怎么会甘心去活出以前的生命？
He would say, all things are old now, they have passed, and now all things are new.
耶稣说过，一切都已经过去，都变成新的了。
You are a new person. Why would you still live the old way?
你是一个新造的人，你为什么会想要回到过去，活出那个老旧的生命？
Why do you still live the way you used to live?
为什么要活出一个老的生命？
So that's what we've been doing in this series. That in week one, we talked about Paul's explanation of why we live the way we live.
那我们也听到了保罗的解释，为什么我们会活出一个现在我活出的生命。
That strange behavior of I do what I don't want to do and I do what I hate to do.
为什么我常常想做的我们不去做，可是不想做的我们一直做
？And then hopefully in the next few weeks or beginning last week, we're talking about the solution to why that happens.
然后接下来这几个礼拜当中，我会讲说为什么这样的事情会发生。
So I just wanted to reread to you the verses that we looked at.
所以我想要再跟各位复习一下过去我们所读的经文。
That this experience that Paul experienced as a religious person.
所以就是保罗身为一个很虔诚的人，他所说的。
And again, that if you're not a Christian.Or
if
you're not a Bible person,
如果各位不是基督徒或没有读过圣经的话
or you don't agree with everything that we have to say or anything that we have to say,
然后你不认同我们所刚才所讲的任何一个字
and I hope at least these verses you would agree with.
我希望至少这段话你会认同
because you and I would have these in common.
因为我们的共同点可能就是这句话
and this is Paul's struggle with sin or Paul's struggle with temptation, and it's the same struggle that you and I have.With sin and temptation.
那这是保罗跟试探跟罪所做的一个拉扯的一个心境
Right? Remember this? I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
罗马书七章十五节这边保罗说，因为我所做的我不明白，我所愿意的我没有去做，我所恨恶的我倒去做，因为立志行善由得我。行出来却由不得我。
Right? Don't raise your hand. Right? Have you ever been on a diet?
你不需要举手，但是各位有没有试着去减肥节食过
For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing.
十九节，所以我愿意行的善，我没有去行；我不愿意做的恶，我倒去做了。
Now that's been my experience on some level, and that's been your experience on some level.
各位生命当中可能多多少少有体验过这句话
Right? This is weird. Why do we keep on doing the things that we don't want to do?
很奇怪，为什么我们不想做的事情，我们常常就一直不断去做
Why don't we just stop doing the stuff that we know that we should stop doing?
我们停下来，不要去做，不就好了吗
Now here's the thing. You will have explanation to that question.
但是你可能有自己的一个已经想一个回答了。
Right? If I were to have coffee with you or have lunch with you, and I say, "Hey, look, why do you keep doing the thing that your wife tells you not to do?"
如果我们有机会，我们一起吃午餐或喝杯咖啡，我可以问你说，为什么你太太明明叫你不要去做，为什么你还一直去做
？Why do you keep doing this thing that your husband told you not to do?
但是你老公不是一直跟你说不要做，你为什么还在做
What is this habit that you have? What is this addiction that you have? Why do you keep doing the thing you know that you shouldn't do?
这个习惯为什么你明明知道不对，却一直去做呢
here's the thing that drives your son crazy. Here's the thing that drives your daughter crazy.
你明明知道你这样讲，你一定会让儿女很不开心，你为什么要讲
？Right now, you will probably have an explanation to that.
你可能会有一个回答。
And Paul is about to give us his explanation.
那保罗也正要回答了。
And here's what Paul says.
那保罗就这样说。
And again, this is all review.
那这些都是复习。
Right? He says, "Now if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it."
保罗就回答：“我若做自己不愿意做的事，那就不是我做的，而是住在我里面的罪做的。”
And now Paul begins to introduce to us an explanation.
那保罗就开始介绍他的这个解释。
Now he says, "Now you may not believe in me, but I have an explanation."
那保罗说你可能不相信我，但是我有一个解释。
I've hung out with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I probably even know the mother of Jesus.
我认识马太、马可、路加、约翰，我甚至耶稣的妈妈玛利亚我都认识。
I've experienced a lot. I've done a lot of research. I've done a lot of talking with other people and done a lot of teaching.
我已经跟很多人接触过，并且很多的教导。
And you have to understand why.You have a problem to begin with.
那你要知道说问题到底出在哪里。
And so that you can apply the right solution.
然后知道问题在哪里之后，才有办法去解决那个问题。
Right? So he said, here's a problem.
那保罗就说问题在这里。
He said once upon a time there was a guy named Adam.
他说很久很久以前有一个人叫亚当。
Right, and Adam lives, and Adam did something that he shouldn't have done.
那亚当他就做了他原本不该做的事。
And then there's a sense in which we were all born through Adam.
那我们因为都是透过亚当而生的。
So we are all in Adam.
所以我们其实是活在亚当里面。
And so whatever Adam did, whatever happens to Adam is true of us.
所以不论亚当做了什么事情，就我们是在他里面，所以仿佛是我们做的。
So Adam committed a sin.
所以亚当犯了罪。
So he introduces sin into the world.
那他罪就因着亚当就进入了世界。
And it contaminated the world.
那使这个世界受到罪的这个污染。
And because we were born in Adam,
因为我们是透过亚当所生出来的
we were born in sin.
所以我们是生在罪中
So therefore, this is what Paul would say.
所以保罗会这样说
When we think of sin, we often think about the things that we did or we didn't do.
那我们常常想到罪这个字就感觉是犯了罪我们去做了一件不对的事情
Right, so that's why when you and I or talk about sin with other people, they get very offended.
所以我们当别人我们跟人说哦你有罪别人就会觉得被冒犯我明明没有做错什么事情
Right, What did I do? Why am I a sinner?
我犯了什么我做了什么吗
But Paul's explanation is no, it's not about what you did or what you have done.
那保罗就说不，跟犯跟做这个行为是没有关系的。
The fact that you were born in Adam, you were born a sinner.
因为你是亚当的后裔，所以你生出来你就是活在罪中的。
So he introduces us this noun sin. We often think about sin as a verb.
所以罪在这边不是一个去犯的行为，而是一个状态。
Right, it's this entity that lives in you.
是一个名词，是一个标签，是一个状态。
So he personifies sin as a thing that lives in you.
所以罪就仿佛是一个东西，它自己是一个本体在那里，然后活在你的里面。
So Paul would say that we're basically bad people that would occasionally do good things.
所以保罗要讲的是说，我们所行出来的。虽然偶尔会有好事，但是我们其实本质上是有罪在里面的。
We think that we're good people that occasionally do bad things.
那我们常常会宁愿想说，我们其实是好人，只是偶尔不小心做错事。
But that doesn't make sense. Why would a good person occasionally do bad things?
那这可能就说不通了。为什么一个明明是好人，会偶尔会去做坏事
？Now I would understand why a bad person would occasionally want to do good things.
那我可能反而比较能理解一个不好的人，他为什么偶尔会想要做一些好事
？Because a bad person want to do some good things to make up for the bad that he does.
可能因为他觉得说，哦，做太多坏事了，赶快做点好事来平衡。
Right. So we're basically bad people that occasionally do good things.
所以我们基本上就是里面有罪的。不好的人，然后去做，偶尔会做一些好的事情。
And the reason why is because we were born in Adam, therefore we were born in sin.
那为什么？是因为我们就出生就在罪中了，所以我们有这样的一个趋势。
And Paul says, but the good news is.
但是保罗又提到说有好消息。
The good news is once you place yourself or trust or believe in Christ.
好消息就是当你相信。把你的所有的信心放在耶稣基督里的时候
，that you have been removed from being in Adam and being placed in Christ，
你就不再活在罪中了，而是活在基督里了。
Okay, so here's my wife and my daughter. They're in Christ.
现在这是我的妻子跟女儿。
Right, and all you people that are sitting in church, you're all in Christ because you didn't go to Mother's Day dinner or lunch. You're all here.
现在我们都。不在活在最终，我们在做的就。
I'm sure you're all in Christ.
而是活在基督里的。
Right, so once you have been placed in Christ, you are no longer subject to living in sin.
所以我们现在活在基督里的时候，我们就可以过这个一个不是活在最终的生活了。
And you've been placed in Christ, you have a new identity, you get to live a new kind of life.
因为我们有一个新的状态了，我们的状态现在是在基督里的，而不是在罪里。
So that's what Paul would say.
所以保罗就会这样说。
So therefore, we say that you know when you place yourself in Christ, your sins are forgiven.
所以我们讲说，当我们活在基督里，我们相信基督耶稣的时候，我们的罪就得到赦免。
And that is why also that when you place yourself in Christ, that you can be free from sin.
这也是为什么当我们相信耶稣基督的时候，我们就不再受罪的掌控了。
Because when Christ died, he died and broke the power of sin.
因为基督耶稣就透过死里复活的时候，破除了罪的权势。
What is true of Christ will also be true of you.
也就是我们是透过基督而生的。现在耶稣基督做了什么事情，就仿佛是我们做的一样。
So we said last week that we compared to international adoption.
所以我们就上礼拜我们提到说，跨国际的领养孩童。
Right, there's this little boy and this little girl in some country somewhere that they don't even know what happened.
那可能在很遥远的国度里面有小男孩跟小女孩，不知道发生什么事。
Right, but they were in, I guess they were under the authority of that country, that state, that orphanage.
然后，但是透过你的领养，透过你的认养
，they were under.
他们原本是在可能是在当地的孤儿所的看管底下。
Right, but once you sign the paper,
但是当你签下领养同意书的时候。
They are instantly removed from the authority of that orphanage or that state or that country, that government, onto the family.
当时你愿意领养他们过来到你的家中的时候，现在掌管他们的不再是那个国家、那个孤儿院了，而是现在变成是你了。
Right, well, whatever was true of them isn't true anymore.
那个被你领养的孩童，过去在这个孤儿院所经历的这些掌控，原本这些过去的经验，在被你领养之后，就已经成为过去。
What is true of this family is now true of this orphan.
现在你的家变成他的一个他的自己的家了。
So we ended last week and we said this.
所以我们在上礼拜就这样子结束上个礼拜信息。
We said that sin is not my master.
说罪不是我的主。
I am dead to sin, but alive to God.
我已向罪死，但向神活。
Because I am in Christ, sin no longer is my master.
因为我们现在活在基督耶稣里，所以罪不再是我们的主人。
I'm dead to sin, but alive.To God.
我们向着罪是仿佛死了一样，但是向神却是活的。
So last week I had you all whisper this, remember?
所以我们上礼拜一起念了这段宣告，记不记得
？Right, sin is not my master. Sin is not my master.
罪不是我的主人。
And I gave you a homework assignment last week, right?
然后上礼拜也有一个回家作业，对吧
？Right, I said any time that you face your temptation or your sinful nature.
所以就讲到说，如果各位受到任何的试探或者是一些过去的引诱来想要引诱你的时候
，I said you can go ahead and sin, but before you sin, you would pause and at least say, "Sin is not my master."
那我就跟各位说，哦，你在犯罪，如果真的要犯罪之前，至少你要这样讲，说罪不是我的主人。
That you will hear it, that it's not just a bad habit or an addiction, that it's an entity, that this entity is no longer your master.
让我们记得说罪不是一个去犯的行为，而是罪是一个可以掌控我们的行为，并且罪不再是我的主人。
That you really have been removed from Adam and have been placed in Christ.
并且再次提醒自己，现在你活的不再是罪的掌控当中，而是在基督的生命里。
Okay, so today here's what we're going to do.
所以我们今天会这样做。
We're going to answer the question. So now what?
我们讲说，那 OK， 我知道，那接下来怎么样
？Kevin， I kind of understand. I don't really understand. Okay, fine. I am being removed from Adam and being placed in Christ. But now what do I do？
那我好，我很好，我知道，我现在不是在活在亚当罪当中，我现在是活在基督里了。然后呢
？How am I going to remember all this？
那我这么多讯息，我要怎么记得得呢？
So in Romans chapter 6, Paul begins to tell us what we should do.
所以在罗马书第六章，保罗就继续讲到说该怎么做。
And with all these confusing and crazy theological ideas, I'm going to basically make it into three words for you to remember.
那我们就略过所有的神学理论，我就把它浓缩成三个词，然后让各位可以记得。
In this very confusing theological concept that Paul is trying to tell us what to do.I'm going to do my best to make it even more clear for you.
所以我就帮助各位在保罗的这些所有神学理论当中，把它浓缩成三个结论。
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and give you these three words.
所以我就接下来就是三个结论。
And then these three words will become the outline of what we're going to talk about in the next few minutes.
那这三个词汇就是我们接下来要讨论的。
Okay, can we? So it's declare, decide, and develop.
所以就是宣告、决定跟献上。
Okay, can we say that together first? I guess in English first.
我们可以先用英文说。
Okay, ready? Declare, decide, behold.
然后接下来用中文说一二三，宣告、决定、献上。
So Paul's going to tell us that there is a part where you need to declare.
那保罗就说你需要宣告一些事情。
And that's review for a lot of us.
那这对我们来讲可能是一个复习。
And then he tells us that something that we need to decide.
接下来我们需要做决定。
And then he's going to challenge us to devote ourselves.
然后最后我们就被挑战要来献上我们自己。
Okay, so if you brought your Bible, you want to follow along, we're going to be in Romans chapter 6.
所以各位如果带圣经的话可以翻到罗马书第六章。
Or if you have your smartphone, you have your Bible app, you can turn there.
或者是智慧型手机当中有圣经的 APP 的话可以翻到。
So Romans chapter 6, we're going to start in verse 9.
那我们可以从第六章第九节开始。
Okay, Romans chapter 6, verse 9, he says, For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead,He cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him.
罗马书六章九节，我们知道基督既然从死人中复活，就不再死，死也不再辖制他了。
So once Jesus died, he does not die again.
所以耶稣已经死了，他不需要再死，我们不需要再死。
And that he resurrected and he broke the power of sin.
然后他从死里复活，所以破除了罪的辖制。
So death no longer has mastery over him.
所以死亡没有办法再掌控他了。
And then he continues.
Yes, 保罗继续说道。
The death that he died, Christ died, he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God.
第十节，他死是向罪死了，只有这一次，他活是向神活着。
So Paul says this, when Christ died, he didn't simply die, he died to life, but he's alive in God.
他虽然死了，但是复活之后，他是向神活着。
Oh, actually, I should say, he didn't die just to die, but he died to break the power of sin.
并且他死的目的不是死而已，而是为了要破除死亡的辖制。
So when he came back to life, he broke the power of sin, that the sin no longer has power over him.
所以当他破除了死亡的权势，就代表罪没有办法辖制他了。
He lived a perfect life and he broke the power of sin.
他活出了一个没有罪的生命，并且他破除了死亡的权势。
And then he broke the power of death.
他破除了死亡跟罪的权势。
Because remember we said that death always follows sin?
各位记得说死亡是紧跟在罪后面会发生的事吗？
And then Paul, he gives us this brief theological concept.
那保罗也提到了一个很简短的一个神学的概念。
And he says, here's what you do with all these confusing things that you read.
那保罗就说，好，读了很多很难懂的神学理论，这边是你需要知道的。
And here's what you need to begin to do, and this is what we ended last week.
那这就是你要开始做的事情，也就是上个礼拜我们在总结上礼拜的。结论
okay, verse 11, he says, In the same way, because Christ died, so in the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
十一节，你们也应当这样，像罪算自己是死的，在基督里像神却是活的。
And that word count is actually an accounting term in the Greek original language.
那实际上这个算是这个字算是在希腊文里当中一个会计的一个用词。
Okay, it's a mathematical term.
是一个数学上计算上的一个用词。
Okay, it literally means to consider, to accept, to believe, or to factor in.
那基本上就是考虑的意思，去相信的意思。
And so today we're going to use this word as the word declare.
所以我们会用这个字来当做我们的宣告。
So here's what Paul is saying.
所以保罗其实要讲的是这个。
As you move on to your Christian life,
在我们在继续过我们基督徒的生活的时候
，Here's the idea that you need to embrace.
这个概念是你需要去知道的。
You have to begin to understand the significance of what Christ Jesus did for you.
你需要知道耶稣在你的生命里所做的事情是多么的大。
When you accepted Jesus Christ into your life.
当你接受耶稣进入到你生命的时候
，That Christ died for your sin and sin no longer has a hold on you。
耶稣已经为你的罪死了，并且现在罪没有办法来掌控你了。
So the first thing you need to do is you need to believe this。
所以第一件事情你要做的就是你要去相信这件事情。
Right? That's the first thing you and I need to do。
这就是第一件事情。
We need to believe it。
我们需要去相信。
We need to believe that we were once in Adam, but now we're really in Christ。
我们需要真的去相信，我们过去活在罪中，如今却是活在基督里。
So the first word we have to do is we have to declare。
所以第一件事情我们要做的就是宣告。
Right?Declare that sin is not my master.
宣告说罪不是我的主人。
That's what we have you said last week.
这就是上个礼拜邀请各位弟兄姐妹一起宣告的一句话。
Okay, so just like we did last week, we're going to do it here again.
就像我们上礼拜宣告，我们这礼拜还要宣告。
Okay, ready? English first.
好，那我们先从英文开始。
Okay, ready? Declare sin is not my master.Okay, now I want you to whisper it. Okay, ready?
接下来小小声地讲。
Okay, you can say in Chinese.
Okay, 接下来我们用中文说，罪不是我的主人。一、二、三，罪不是我的主人。
小小声。
好，接下来很小声、很小声地讲。一、二、三，罪不是我的主人。
So what you're going to do is when we end here.
所以。我们在这边先暂停一下。
No, when we close the service.
好像 here today.
Yes, today. So when we close the service.
当今天我们的信息结束之后。
When you get into a car to go to places that you're going to go to.
所以当我们上车，然后我们要出发的时候。
And all of a sudden you realize that temptation or that thing or that sin or that addiction, whatever you call it, it's getting to you.
那突然之间，你可能有一个你知道一个瘾突然上来的时候，你知道说你陷入试探的时候。
That thing is going to rise up, that lust, that jealousy, that pride.
不论是什么样的试探，贪婪、性等等的试探来的时候。
Or that anger, whatever it is that before you want to act on it.
那我们在真正去行之前
，pause.
先停一下
，and whisper to yourself，
并且这样对自己小小声的讲
，Sin is not my master，
罪不是我的主人。
Okay, sin is not my master，
罪不是我的主人。
So declare, sin is not my master，
所以宣告罪不是我的主人。
Okay, then Paul goes on，
保罗继续讲
，that now that you understand, now that you know that sin is not no longer your master，
所以我们知道说，罪不再是我们的主人之后
，He says this。
他就继续讲。
Says therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its sinful, its evil desires.
十二节，所以不要容罪在你们必死的肉身上掌权，使你们顺从肉身的私欲。
So sin will only reign on your body if you let it.
所以，罪会在你身上掌权的原因是你允许它在你身上掌权。
Sin does not have to reign over you.
所以不一定要在你身上掌权。
Sin only reigns over you if you let it.
所以什么时候会在你生命当中掌权呢？就是你允许它掌权的时候。
So once again, he asks us to imagine this sin as a person.
所以可以想象说，罪好像是有人格，一个人一样。
Right, this thing or this evil that is going to tempt you.
然后这个罪要来试探你、引诱你的时候。
And so Paul said, do not let sin reign in your body.
保罗就说不要容许罪在你们的肉身上掌权。
And so I kind of want to help you with this verse as we move forward in our discussion.
所以我想再进一步解释。
Okay, so I want to ask you a question.
我想问各位一个问题。
Can you show them the question? Okay, here we go. So,When you wrestle with sin, which side of the argument do you identify with?
当你和罪在产生角力的时候，你会偏向哪一方呢？
Or if you don't like the word sin freaks you out, you can think of it as temptation. That's fine.
或者是罪产，或者是在跟试探在拉扯的时候，你会偏向哪一方？
Okay, because you know what temptation is, right?
你各位知道试探是什么样的感觉吧？
I know I shouldn't have that cake, but I.
我知道不应该吃，应该我已经饱了，可是看起来很好吃。
Okay, so when you wrestle with that temptation,
所以当各位在跟试探在做拉扯的时候
，which side of the argument do you identify with?
你会偏向哪一方呢
？Right, I, you know how it is. I want to, but I, you know,
You know, 各位一定知道是什么感觉，然后我知道不应该，但是又好想，可是又知道不应该。
I shouldn't go over there. I shouldn't turn on the TV. I shouldn't turn on the computer. I shouldn't go to that website.
对，我不应该去，我不应该开电视，我不应该开电脑。
Okay, I'm alone. It's easy for me to be tempted.
然后现在又四下无人，试探就更强烈了。
I know I already have a lot of credit card debt. How many more pair of shoes do I really need?
我已经知道我现在信用卡欠了很多债，但是这双鞋子很难得。
So whatever your deal is,
所以不论是怎么样
when that sin, when that temptation comes, which side do you identify with?
所以那我们在跟试探拉扯的时候，我们到底会站在哪一边呢？
Which side is your side?
你我方到底是哪一方？是哪一方呢？
Right. So when temptation comes or when sin comes,
所以当罪或试探临到的时候，
do you argue on the side of Adam?
你会站在亚当这一方在争论吗？
No, do you go, you know, I'm born in Adam.
你会讲说，对啊，我是在亚当中生的。
Which means I'm always born in Adam.
也就是说我反正我是亚当的后代。
Right, I'm only a college student.
我只是一个大学生。
I'm single.
我还单身。
I'm a man.
我是个男孩啊。
I'm a woman. No, what do you expect? What do you expect?
你还期待些什么？
Right, this is the way that my mom's always been like this.
因为我妈一直也是这样子。
My dad's always been like this, so I'm born in my own family, so I'm susceptible, I'm susceptible to this.
因为我从小就看着我爸就是一直这样做，我这样长大，所以我当然就会有这个趋势啊。
Right, so I'm not perfect. What do you? What, give me a break. I'm not perfect.
我不是圣人，好不好？让我，反正就这一次而已。
Or my favorite argument.
Or 这是我最喜欢的一个论点。
Only this time.
这一次就好。
Only this time.
就这一次就好了。
Next time I won't.
下次就不会。
Next time I won't.
下次一定不会。
Right? Which side of the argument do you identify with when that temptation comes?
你在拉扯的时候，你到底是站在哪一方在拉呢？
And I gotta tell you.
那我也想要跟你讲。
There's always a side.
那一定会有一边。
When that sin comes, when that temptation comes, there's always a side.
如果试探临到的时候，你一定会有两边。
As long as you stand on this side,
如果你站在亚当这边的话
，you will always let sin reign in your life.
你会愿意接受罪的掌控。
Or do you identify yourself on this side?
或者是你站在另外一方
，that you go, you know what?I have placed myself in Christ.
就是提醒自己说，我已经把我的生命交在耶稣基督里了。
I remember.
我记得。
Last week we said sin is not my master.
我记得我宣告过了，罪不是我的主人。
I see those cute little balls, and I'm one of those cute little balls that I'm in Christ. I'm not in Adam anymore.
我记得我是其中这个笑脸球上面，我不是亚当那个罐子里，我是在基督这个罐子里。
So I can say to sin, you are no longer my master, and you have no hold and no reign in my life.
为了这个缘故，我可以跟罪说，罪你不是我的主人，你对我生命里没有任何的掌控。
I'm already a new person. Why do I want it? Why do I still live the way I used to live?
我已经是全新的人了，我为什么还要甘愿回到过去当中的日子？
I'm already a new person. I have a new identity in Christ. Why do I continue to do the things I used to do?
我有一个新的身份了，我为什么还要甘心回到过去这样的一个破旧的生命？
I don't have to. Christ lives in me.
我并不需要这样做，因为基督在我里面活着。
And in fact,If sin, you're gonna get me.
如果好罪，如果你想要再试探我的话
，You have to come through Christ, who lives in you.
你如果真的要对我任何掌控的话，那你要先来到这个罐子里，试图把我拉走。
Because I am in Christ, sin no longer have power over me.
因为现在掌管我的是基督，所以你如果要掌管我的话，你要跟基督讲。
So when temptation comes, when sin comes calling, which side do you identify with?
所以当试探产生的时候，有试探的时候，我们会站在哪一方呢？
And then in that moment, when you recognize, whether you recognize it or not, whether you believe it or not, whether you experience it or not, there is that fact that once you're in Christ, everything that is true of Christ is true of you.
所以不论我们相不相信，这是一个事实，就是当我们活在耶稣里的时候，我们透过耶稣而生的时候。 耶稣所做的一切事情就在我们身上是一样的发生。
And which side of the equation you identify with has a lot to do with your outcome?
那我们决定在试探的时候站在哪一方，会跟接下来发生的事情息息相关。
As long as you identify with Adam,
如果我们是站在亚当这一方，
you are always going to fail.
你一定会不断的妥协并且失败。
And, but if you allow yourself to identify with Christ,
但是如果我们站在耶稣基督这一方，
you won't have the ability,
你不会有这个能力。
Okay, so it's not about imitating Christ,
并不是说你要尽力的去做耶稣 所做的一切的行为。
Okay, but once you identify yourself with that you are in Christ,
但是当我们站在耶稣基督这一方，我们知道我们的生命在他里面的时候，
You will allow the truth of Christ to reign in your life.
我们就会允许耶稣基督所做的一切事情照样的发生在我们生命当中。
Okay, so therefore do not let,
所以接下来说不要容，
When Paul says do not let, that means you have a choice.
所以容代表容许，代表是你做的决定。
So you have a choice to decide.
所以你有这个决定权去要不要容许。
So our second word is decide.
所以第二个字就是决定。
First word declare, sin is not my master.
第一个字是宣告罪不是我的主人。
Second word decide that not to let sin rule over you.
第二个字决定就是不要让罪掌控你。
Okay, even though that I was born in Adam.
虽然我是透过亚当生的，
Now that I'm in Christ,
然后现在我活在基督里，
I'm going to decide to not let sin rule over me.
接下来我要做的决定就是不要让罪来掌控我。
Hey, I don't want to die anymore. I have enough death in my life.
我不要再一直的在罪中死了，因为我已经死够了。
Decide not to let sin rule over you.
我们要决定不要容许罪来掌控你。
Then Paul says,
保罗继续说，
Verse 13. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness.
也不要把你们的肢体献给罪做不义的用具。
And now here, literally, Paul's talking about body parts.
所以保罗就开始在那边讲的肢体就是你身体的，就是你身体。
Right? He's talking about legs, arms, hands, eyes.
所以比如说我们的四肢，我们的眼睛、嘴巴、鼻子等等。
Your nose, yeah. Your nose and mouth.
对，就是你的身体。
Now.You see this all the time, and Paul is getting kind of graphic here.
然后保罗就开始描绘这一个比较具体的图案了。
Right? So let's say, guys, you walk in the airport or in the shopping mall.
所以各位男士，如果各位在机场或者是在逛街的时候。
And here she comes.
然后对面就来了一个女孩。
And then Sid will go, hey, I would like to borrow your eyes.
然后醉就会讲说，借用一下你的眼睛。
I just want to borrow your eyes for a minute.
就借用一下眼睛，就几秒钟就
好。Right? Or sin would say, "Hey, I want to borrow your legs."
或者是罪就会说，借用一下你的脚。
Just go over there.
然后就走过去。
Or sin would say, "Hey, I just want to borrow your hands."
或者是罪就说，手借用一下。
Just click.
然后就按一下就好。
Just swipe.
或滑一下。
Or sin would say, "I want to borrow your thumb."
或者是罪就说，拇指借一下。
Or sin would say, "Hey, I would love to borrow your mouth."
或者嘴巴借一下。
You know the thing that you say that would kill everybody?
你知道那些说出来的话语哪些是很有杀伤力的吗？
I would love to borrow your mouth today.
然后这就说我想要借用你的嘴巴借一下。
Your husband is going to come home soon.
你的先生就要回来了。
You know the thing that you say that would kill him?
你知道你讲哪一句话会刺到他的心脏里面那句话。
Oh, Oh yeah, I do, but in case I forget, I'm going to write it all down.
然后说，对对对，记得了，然后赶快写下来。
And Sin said, when he walks in the door, just say that to him. It will be really funny, and it will kill him.
然后醉就跟你说，嘴巴借用一下，你等一下老公进门的时候，你就赶快把那句话讲出来，然后会把他刺得死死，你看着会很开心。
So this is what Paul said, and it's so, so, so powerful.
那保罗在这边讲的其实是很有能力的一段宣告。
Paul says, do not offer any of your body parts to sin.
保罗就说，不要把你们的肢体献给罪。
Don't offer any part of your physical body to it anymore.
你身体的任何一个部分都不要让罪来掌控。
That means, guys, when you're walking down the airport or walking down the shopping mall.
所以就是各位先生们，如果各位在 在逛街，然后或者在机场的时候。
And then sin comes calling, you go, no, sin, you cannot have my eyes.
然后罪跟你讲说，借用一下眼睛的时候，你就说，罪，你不是我的主人，你没有办法拥有我的眼睛。
Or no, sin, you cannot have my hands.
不，罪，这个手不是你的，是我的。
So no, sin, you cannot have my thumbs.
所以罪不，这个拇指 不能借你用。
No, sin, you cannot have my legs.
所以脚不可以借你用。
And you cannot have my mouth.
你不能用我的嘴巴。
I'm not going to let sin ruin my life and bring death to my life and to my marriage and to my relationship anymore.
我不要容许罪在我生命里掌控，并且毁坏我的关人跟人的关系、婚姻等等。
I'm not going to offer my body parts to sin.
我不会让我任何一身体的任何一个部分献给罪。
So Paul says, do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness.
所以保罗说，不要把你们肢体献给罪，做不义的道具。
But rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life.
倒要像出死得生的人，把自己献给神。
So instead of offering the members of your body parts to sin, offer them.To God.
所以，与其把自己的肢体献给罪去做不义的道具，不如把自己的肢体献给神。
Why don't you just offer them to God?
为什么不把我们的肢体献给神呢？
When you were in Adam, you had no choice but to offer your body parts to sin.
在我们还在亚当当中的时候，我们没有别无选择，我们只能把我们的身体献给罪。
But now that you are in Christ, that sin no longer has a hold on you.
但是如今我们活在基督里的时候，罪不再辖制我们。
Don't offer any of your body parts to sin anymore.
不要再把身体任何一个部分献给罪了。
But instead, surrender to your heavenly Father and say, "Hey, I belong to you now."
而是要在神的面前说，主啊，这个身体现在是全然属于你的。
I'm going to offer my body parts.
我的全身的肢体现在都献给你。
So Paul says, as he finished.
所以保罗就这样做了最后一个结束。
And offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness.
并且把你们的肢体献给神做义的用具。
Which comes to our third word.
所以接下来就是谈到了第三个字。
Devote.
就是献上。
Devote your body to God.
把你的身体献给神。
Devote your body to God.
把你的身体献给神。
So I'm gonna suggest something.
所以我想要 给各位一个建议。
If you're willing to do this every morning,
如果各位每天早上愿意的话。
If you forget, that's okay. Every other morning.
如果记得的话就去做。
But every morning, hopefully.
但是希望是每天早上都可以这样做。
Devote your body to God.
把你的身体献给神。
Right? Just come to God and say, God, I give you my hands today.
所以跟神说，神，我把我的手献给你。
Because I know today sin is going to ask for my hands.
因为我知道今天罪会想要跟我借用我的手。
And I know that now I'm devoting my hands to you.
然后我知道我现在把我的手献给你。
God, I'm going to give you my eyes.
神，我把我的眼睛献给你。
Because at some point today that sin is going to ask for my eyes.
因为我知道今天当中罪一定会向我借用我的眼睛。
But now I'm devoting my eyes to you.
但是现在我把我的眼睛献给你。
And I'm going to devote to you my feet.
我把我的脚也献给你。
When sin comes calling to tell me to go places I shouldn't go.
当罪在引诱我，用我的脚去带我到我不应该去的地方的时候。
I'm not going to let sin rule over me. I'm going to devote my feet to you.
我不会允许罪掌控我的脚，我要把我的脚献给你。
And I'm going to triple devote my mouth.
然后我要把我的嘴巴三倍的献给你。
Because I know that whatever I have to say,It's going to kill somebody.
因为我有些话讲出来是会让别人心里被刺痛的。
I'm so good at it.
然后我很在行。
And so I'm going to triple devote my mouth today.
所以我今天要把我的嘴巴三倍的献上给你。
And when sin comes calling and say, just say, just say, it's so funny.
所以当罪要引诱我说，只要讲一下就好，借用一下嘴巴讲一下就好，很有趣的。
And I'm going to say, no, it's not that funny. I'm going to devote my mouth.To God.
我就会做这样决定，不，我已经献给神了，而且这并不好笑，所以我不会这样做。
Because God has brought me from death to life.
因为神已经让我出死得生了。
Okay, would you be willing to try it?
我们愿意试试看吗？
Okay, three words.
所以三个字。
Declare.
宣告。
Decide.
决定。
And devote.
献上。
Declare that sin is no longer your master.
我们宣告罪不是我们的主人。
And then decide to not let sin rule over you.
并且决定不让罪来掌管我们的肢体。
and then devote your body parts, your whole body, your mortal body to God.
并且把我们的全人都献上给神。
And these three words will have the potential to make a difference in your life.
所以这三个字可以造成你生命里很大的影响。
But now, here's where I become a realist.
所以接下来我要更加的实际了。
Right? In about a month, we're going to have an encounter retreat.
在一个月之后我们会有一个经历神营会。
And then we'll have the opportunity to do just that together.
然后我们就是要来操练这些事情，我们一起来操练。
Because my tendency is while I'm sitting here listening to a sermon or listening to a message.
因为我自己个人的倾向是我在台底下坐着听讲道的时候。
If I'm not falling asleep.
如果我还没睡着的话。
If I fall asleep, I would do the same thing. I would nod my head and go, yeah, 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 yeah.
然后就算睡着的话，看起来还是一样，我会一直点头。
Right? Sin is not my master. Sin is not my master.
对对对，罪不是我的主人。
Yeah, I'm not going to let sin rule over me again.
对对对，我不会让罪掌权。对。
Yeah, tomorrow morning when I get up, I'm going to say just like heaven said, I'm going to devote my body to God.
对对，没错，我早上醒来一定要把我有所有的身体献给神。对。
And then everything will be great.
然后所有的事情就很完美了。
But my tendency is as soon as I walk out here,
但是我的倾向是，当我走出那个门的时候
，I will forget everything that I said here.
我刚才所认同的所有东西，就是已经全部忘记了。
Right, and then when sin comes calling,
所以以至于罪又跑过来来引诱我的时候
，My reaction would be, I'm not perfect. What do you expect?
我就会又回到说，对啊，我反正我只是个人而已，我不是圣人啊。
So at night, I would just take my sin bucket again.
然后我又把我的小罪桶装满。
And then go, Heavenly Father, please forgive all my sins.
然后又跟说啊，天父，求你来赦免我的罪。
And then I'm going to dump my sin bucket, and then tomorrow I'll do the same thing.
就把罪桶倒空，然后明天再做一样的事。
Right. So, please forgive me. Understand. I'm not trying to condemn you. I'm just saying that's just human nature.
然后我不是想要定各位的罪，而是想要提醒说，这就是我们的人性。
Right. Remember, we were born in Adam, so that's our human sinful nature.
因为我们一出生就是习惯在罪中当中活的。
So more than likely, you're going to walk out of this door and you're going to forget everything that I said here.
所以很有可能我们等一下一踏出那个门就完全忘记刚才我们所讲的。
Right. Sin? What is sin?
走在罪什么？那什么东西
？Right. I'm imperfect, so what do you expect?
So, 我反正我不是个完人，所以你对我期待太高了。
So therefore, in our church, we love to do once in a while. We would love to have these retreats.
所以在我们教会当中，我们非常重视这样的一个经历神的营会。
And to come together and to be able to participate together, that you no longer need to live your old self, but you're now in Christ.
让我们可以一起的实际操练，一起参与，让我们可以。不在罪中活，而是在神当中活。
To declare together that sin is no longer my master and sin no longer has a hold on you.
可以宣告说，这不再是我们的主人，并且罪不能掌管我们。
And so you will have an opportunity to do that.
所以我们会有这样的机会。
At the retreat, you'll be given a blank sheet of paper.
我们会有在经历神营会的时候，我们会给各位一张空白纸。
Some of us need more than one piece of paper.
有些人可能会需要更多张纸。
And that's okay.
也没关系
，because we write big, right? So that's why we need more piece of paper.
因为我们有时候写字会写得很大，所以会需要更多纸。
And then so you will have an opportunity to write down everything that you have experienced, everything that you did.
我们就会有这样的机会，在这纸上面写下我们所做的一切事情。
And then we'll have classes leading up to that to explain to you what sin is.
然后我会有一些课程来跟各位解释罪到底是什么样
的。And then you have the opportunity to write down everything on a piece of paper.
然后你会有机会把自己所做的事情都写下来。
And to declare that sin is no longer your master.
并且最后宣告说罪不是你的主人。
And that sin cannot reign in your life anymore.
罪不能再掌控你。
And then you have the opportunity to nail that piece of paper onto a cross. We'll have a cross for you.
然后我们会有机会把我们这张纸钉在一个我们所预备的十字架上
，to signify, to symbolize that once Christ died, my sin dies with him.
让我们记得说，我们所写的这一切罪，在耶稣基督死的时候一起死了。
So I am dead to sin, and I'm alive in God.
所以我现在如今是向罪死，并且向神。
It's a powerful, powerful experience. If you have never experienced it.Love for you to come to the retreat.
是一个非常震撼的一个过程。如果各位没有经历过的话， 我非常竭力的邀请各位来参加。
You take a hammer and a nail, and then you nail the sin on the cross.
你会看见你把自己把这些罪钉死在十字架上。
But the best part of the whole retreat.
但是最重要的，的部分在这个营会当中呢
，is that you and I would have the experience to practically and tangibly experience what it means to have Christ reign in our lives.
就是让我们更多有更多的机会来体会到什么叫神活在我们里面。
Because right now, for most of us, we'll still go, yeah, it makes sense, it makes sense.
因为现在我们可能会觉得说，知识上对啊，对啊，蛮合理。
Yeah, I made that prayer. I've even gotten baptized. I'm in Christ. Yes, it makes sense.
我做了觉知祷告，我甚至受洗，所以在理论上都是非常说得过去的。
I understand that I'm no longer a slave to sin.
我头脑知识上知道我不是罪的奴仆了。
And that I am no longer be subject under the power of sin.
并且我不是在罪的掌控底下了，我知道。
But then when you get home,
但是我们回到家之后
，No matter how many times I explain to you,
不论我跟各位解释过多少次
，Right, you are in Christ, so let Christ reign in your life.
不论我解释说现在你在基督里活了
，Our natural tendency is still that when we get home, we're gonna just go.Okay, I'm just going to buckle down and try my best to be Christ.
然后我们的趋势就是回到家，然后好，我现在努力，要像耶稣。
And then we can't do it.
然后发现说根本像不了。
And then we become so depressed, and some of us even leave church because of that.
然后很多人心灰意冷，甚至离开教会。
Go, I can never live up to that standard of being a Christ follower.
所以压力太大，我不可能活，就是活得跟耶稣一样。
But in the retreat, we'll explain to you and let you experience.
但是在这个营会当中，我们会让你，会跟你解释，并且让你经历。
That the thing that you know you shouldn't do, but you keep doing,
就是那些你明明知道不应该去做，可是自己又会不断去做的事情。
And on the outside, you seem okay, but at night you're so struggling. You go, God, why do I keep doing the thing that I keep doing?
可能白天人家看上去你都好端端的，但是在晚上你会。你不断地对自己说，我怎么又这样做？怎么会这样做
？I said over and over and over again that I'm not going to do it anymore, but I just still keep doing it.
我明明已经立过誓说不再做了，为什么我还一直在做
？That thing, that addiction, that habit has been bugging me for years.
这个习惯，这个瘾已经不断地在骚扰我。过去几年当中一直是这样。
If that's how you feel, I would love for you to come to the retreat.
如果各位有这样的经历的话。我要更加的邀请你来参与这个经历线。
You only have to give up one weekend.
只需要挪开一个周末的时间。
But it will be a transformational experience of a lifetime.
但是这个当中所经历的改变是整个你这一生不会忘记的。
You know, I've been to the retreat once.
我去过经历神营会。
And then I've written all the things that I've done and all the things that I can think of on a piece of paper.
然后我把我所有想过过去做的事情全部写下来。
And then I nail it on the cross.
并且我把它钉在这个十字架上。
And then I've also experienced the being free in Jesus Christ.
并且我体会了在耶稣基督里，从事被释放得以自由。
And that one time, that one retreat experience was so powerful in me that I no longer sin anymore.
然后，因为实在是那个改变太强烈，所以从那个时候一直到现在，我再也不犯罪了。
I have not sinned ever since.
然后我就成为一个完美的人，再也从来没有犯过罪了，像现在这样。
But only Gabby's laughing.
只有一个人在笑。
Of course, I have sinned since that retreat.
怎么可能？我当然在那个聚会之后还是会犯罪。
Right. So for those of us that go, I've been to the retreat once.I haven't sinned anymore.
所以，如果各位当中有说，哦，我去过，我没有再犯罪了，没问题。
Now, I think I need to go again.
其实，我还是有在犯罪，我觉得我应该要再去。
No, I don't really think I need to go, but yeah, I guess I should go again.
虽然去过，但是我知道我还是会犯罪，所以我觉得我应该要再去。
Right, so if you're like me, you go, I've been to it, why do I have to go?
那所以，如果各位问说，我已经去过，为什么还要再去？
But as soon as you walk out of here,
但是只要各位走离开这个会场
，when you face your wife, when you face your husband, you face your boss,
在面对你的配偶，面对老板等等
，you face that person that's been bugging you for so long.
然后面对那个你觉得很厌烦的人
you go, oh, that sin, that temptation comes calling again.
你就会发现那个试探急剧高升了。
Ah, I gotta go to the retreat and deal with this.
你就会决定说，对，我应该要去经历神的
灵。Right? That whatever you call it, if you don't like the word sin, that's okay. That imperfection, that temptation, that addiction, that habit.
那个试探，那个罪，那个过去的生命要来掌控你。
The thing that I wish I would stop, the thing that I wish I would start again.
我真希望我可以摆脱这个坏习惯，我真希望我可以做这样的一个好的事情。
Maybe I can go to the retreat and benefit from learning the experience one more time.
说不定
what it means to live in Christ.
我可以再次去经历神灵会，并且再次被提醒活在耶稣基督里到底是怎么样的。
So here's what I would hope for us to do.
所以我会希望各位弟兄姐妹做这样的事。
In this 40 days while we're praying and fasting.
在接下来这40天禁食祷告的过程
，That not only are you praying for needs of the church or the world or everybody else，
我们不只是为着世界上的需要或者是自己的需要来祷告
，But you would spend some time to pray for yourself。
我们也可以花点时间为我们自己来祷告
，Because this is how I believe。
因为我深深的相信
，Only when I'm aware of my own sin would I want to do something to do。
除非我意识到我自己的罪，要不然我不会想要去来面对它。
Right? Because whoever tells me that I'm a sinner, I will say no, I'm not.
因为别人如果过来指着我，比如说你是个罪人的话，我就会说不走。
Right? Especially my mom and my dad, right?
尤其是我的父母，如果走过来说你这样做不对的时候，我听都不想听。
So whatever your parents say, you won't listen to it anyway.
所以你的父母如果走过来说、哦、你应该怎么样怎么样，反正你也是左耳进右耳出。
Or whatever your spouse says to you, you won't listen to them.
而且你的配偶如果再唠叨你的话，你也是用一样的方式在面对。
But only when you allow yourself before God.
但是除非你让自己来到神的面前。
And say, God, is there anything else that I need to deal with?
然后问神说，我生命里还有什么事情是需要被你来改变的呢？
Who gets the best, most benefit?
如果我们愿意这样的做的话，那可以从当中得到最大的好处的是谁呢
？Your wife?
你的妻子吗？你的丈夫吗
？Maybe.
可能是。
But when you are humble enough to allow yourself to come to God and say, God, what else do I need to deal with?
但是当我们愿意更谦卑的来到神的面前，说神，我生命里还有什么其他的事情是需要被你来改变的？
You get the most benefit.
其实你是第一个，当下就可以得到最大的好处的人。
You'll realize that, oh, now I understand. It's not about going to heaven.
你就会恍然大悟说，哦，原来这我相信耶稣，不只是要上天国而已。
Now I understand that I can really live a life that I won't let sin rule over me anymore.
原来是我现在就可以当下活出一个生命。是不再受罪掌控的生命。
That sin really is no longer my master.
罪不再是我的主人了。
So declare.
所以我们来宣告。
That sin is no longer your master.
宣告说罪不是我的主人了。
Decide to not let sin rule over you.
决定不要让罪来掌控你。
And devote yourself, your bodies to God.
并且献上你的肢体给神。
Okay, let me pray for you.
我来为各位祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come before you again.
父神，我们再次来到你面前。
And we thank you for the truth that you allow your apostle Paul to write down.
我们谢谢你让透过保罗给我们这些真理。
And that we can understand it and we can apply it.
让我们不止。了解了，我们甚至可以去应用。
That we know that we are no longer subject under sin.
让我们知道我们不再受罪的掌控。
That, but we are in Christ.
而是在耶稣基督里。
And that we sin is no longer our master.
并且知道罪不再是我们的主人。
And we don't have to let sin rule over us.
我们不需要再让罪来掌控我们的生
命。And we can allow, we can devote our bodies to you.
然后我们可以把我们的全身、我们的肢体都献给你。
So in the coming weeks,
所以主在接下来几个礼拜当中
，as we're praying for one another, we spend some time for ourselves.
就当我们为许多事情祷告的时候，我们也会自己来祷告。
God, is there anything? Is there anything you want me to be aware of?
有没有什么事情是主你要提醒我们的
？Tell us.
就告诉我们。
That I need to deal with that.
就让我们知道我们生命里有哪些事情需要被改变。
And that I'm willing to deal with that.
并且我们愿意来面对。
Not because I can.
不是因为我有这个能力。
But because you can. Because you live in me.
可是主你能，因为你活在我里面。
So, thank you that I am in you.
主谢谢你让我可以活在你里面。
Thank you for all the blessings that you have in my life.
主谢谢你在我们生命当中所赐的一些祝福。
Thank you for all the blessings you'll continue to give us.
主谢谢你将来继续会不断的赐给我们祝福。
And allow us to constantly share our blessings to those around us.
使我们可以持续的把你给我们的祝福分享给周围的人。
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so two things before you leave.
对，两件事情。
One is you can turn to your neighbor and say, sin is